Jenny, and hello to Katie Rose from Eat Out. So apologies for doing a bit of an about turn today, but the traffic is chaos out there. So we do understand some complications in getting to studio. Of course, it is time for our weekly update on the restaurant world. So now that we've stepped out of our own kitchens, let's let someone else do the cooking. Compliments of Eat Out. Just a reminder that they are South Africa's biggest guide to restaurants and reviews in the country. More than 6,000 listings. And of course, the chance to book your next restaurant meal via the Eat Out app. Their social media and digital content specialist, Katie Rose, is with us. Lovely to have you with us again.
Hi, Pippa. How are you?
All right. Thanks.
Yeah,
you?
Really great.
Good. I said at the start of the show, I'd love to hear from our listeners about their favorite Greek-inspired restaurants. And we haven't had any voice notes come in yet, but I'm hoping they might do in the next 5 minutes, or pop an SMS to 31567 and tell us, what is your go-to spot for Greek food in Cape Town? And what are the dishes you most like to eat there? I'm taking notes because I haven't found one yet, Katie. It's the one cuisine I've never kind of found my spot for in Cape Town.
Just in this past week, I've rediscovered my love of Greek food. I mean, halloumi is always a staple in our house. And then I revisited the Mykonos Taverna on Dean Street in Newlands.
Okay.
It's a little suburban spot, and I thought, let me, you know, refresh my mind about like what they have to offer. And it was like a holiday for my eyes and my palate. It was just these beautiful blues and whites and the music and the food. It was just... it felt like I'd gone on a 2-hour holiday to Greece.
Oh, divine. Greek food always makes me feel like a little piggy sitting at the table because you get to share with everybody. Yeah. It lends itself to eating in a big, happy, relaxed group all together and taste a bit of that. Yours looks nicer than mine. Let me have a bite of yours.
Yes.
That sort of style of eating.
Absolutely. So they make the most beautiful, fluffy, light, crispy pita breads that come out of the kitchen. And it's just tearing with your hands and mopping up the sauce from the plates and sometimes leaning over to your partner's plate. We had a homemade hummus there, which had a caramelized aubergine feta cheese on top. And it was, I thought, how good can a hummus be? It can be that good.
Really, really good.
It's delicious.
You are speaking straight into sort of a primal core, because in my waitressing days, at the end of a long shift at 2 o'clock in the morning, and we finished packing up our restaurant, we would go around the corner to the restaurants that stayed open all night and order a massive plate of hummus and tahini.
Yes.
And a big, big platter of pita bread and gorge. And it's comfort eating.
It's comfort eating. Yeah. It's also quite healthy for you. So, you know, you don't have too much of a guilty conscience afterwards. So we had such a tasty meal, and I thought, gosh, where are these Greek gems? Where is the Greek-inspired food in Cape Town? I know we have a cultural history with the Greek community. So I really wanted to hopefully like get some tips and people can send me to some places.
Okay, so please drop it. We've already mentioned Mykonos Taverna in Newlands. Are there others that you would recommend? Drop us an SMS to 31567 or pop a voice note through to 0725671567 and tell us, where is your go-to place for great Greek food in Cape Town? In the meantime, let's move on to a new restaurant. Seeing as we've been talking about old favorites, let's look at something new. And this takes us from Greece to the Far East, I think, this week.
Yes, so brand new restaurant, open less than a week, really. It's brought to us by the restaurateur Shane Morrisby, who you might know from other restaurants like Shio. Shane's in Hout Bay has been an old favorite for a long time, and also Lucky Bao. So his restaurant group is a lot of Asian fusion, and he's opened up a new place in Claremont called Fire Monkey.
Okay.
And it's based on the Japanese style of dining called izakaya, I-Z-A-K-A-Y-A, which is loosely translated as Japanese pub food.
Okay.
So you have lots of hand food and snacking. So you have teriyaki skewers of chicken thighs with a sticky glaze. He does something called a JFC, which is a Japanese fried chicken. So it's a play on the KFC.
Yeah.
And it's spicy and crispy and sticky and sweet. And you just get stuck in with your hands, and then they bring you a little bowl to wash up your fingers because you need it afterwards. So it's a fusion Asian with a modern twist, but it's a great relaxed atmosphere. And we really had a really good time there.
Okay, so Fire Monkey in Claremont, the new spot, sounds like a definite one to try out, if only to get my fingers stuck into the fried chicken. Thanks for the heads up. You are still running, rather, I should say, a competition which our listeners can enter to win a quite special dining experience in Cape Town. And we did mention this a couple of weeks ago, but I thought today let's just take a little bit longer to talk about what it is you could be winning. Because the prize is a 7-course wine paired dinner at Exhibit A. And for those who haven't been, just tell us a little bit more about Exhibit A.
So Exhibit A is a restaurant on Bree Street, headed up by Chef Riku O'Donoghue. It is really at the cutting edge of exciting, playful, enchanting fine dining. It's a little bit quirky. He likes to play tricks with your eyes and tricks with the flavors and textures. So I thought, you know, if you haven't had a fine dining experience, like something like a La Colombe perhaps, mm-hmm. And you want to have a little bit of theater in your meal, and you thought, well, gosh, it's the end of January. I don't want to dish out the money for a 7-course dinner. Here's a great chance to win an evening for two for a dinner that's priced over 2,500 Rand. And you really, it's such an immersive, fun experience. So if you are a foodie, or maybe your partner is a foodie, and you want to really just get stuck into a full sensation and dining at Exhibit A, then this is for you.
Sounds amazing. So where is Exhibit A? It's in the city centre, correct?
That's right, yes. Yeah. So it's on Bree Street, just upstairs from Villa 47, so kind of the centre of Bree Street.
Okay.
And we're offering a dinner for two for those lucky winners.
Okay, so in order to win, you've got to go onto the Eat Out website, eatout.co.za, click on the competition tab to get the page, yeah, and look for the Exhibit A offer. How much longer is this competition running? When do you actually draw the winner?
We've got one more week. So the 27th, the competition closes. We've had quite a few already, so get your entries in there. Yeah, if you head over to eatout.co.za, just on the top right, there's a win tab, and you'll get all the details there.
Okay, so the prize is a 7-course paired dinner and wine experience for two people, valued at 2,580 Rand. It could be yours if you enter via the Eat Out website before the 27th of January. So don't do that Cape Town thing and leave it till the last minute. Get in there now and boost your chances of winning. Katie, thanks. You always are a source of inspiring places, ideas on places to go and try, and old favorites to go and revisit. You've got me in the mood for some hummus tonight. Thank you so much for making my stomach rumble.
Okay,
and I'm hoping our listeners will keep some suggestions coming through on other Greek-inspired dining establishments that are worth trying out in Cape Town.
Super.
Katie Rose, social media and digital content specialist at Eat Out. We'll chat to you guys again next week.
Cheers, Pepper.